on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Hey, night one, man. Man, I love this song. It's Waters on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Now, for the past 2 weeks, Shaquan.
Yes.
We said, listen, man, we're going to take a small break.
You forgot something.
I forgot something.
Yes, international award-winning artist Waters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, snap. Oh, yeah. How dare I? How dare I forget that little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Which is probably the most important bit, okay? Now, for the past 2 weeks, Shaquan, we were like, no, man, listen, we want to take a break from all this superstar energy, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We also want to feel them.
Because every single Friday since last year, September, we bring in the newsmakers. We bring in the people that we gossip about in our WhatsApp groups.
Yep.
We do. We own Skinner. Don't even act like you don't own Skinner.
I mean, a little bit.
Did you see who did what? We bring in the superstars. We bring in the people that we know for a fact are newsmakers, and we talk about them, are content creators. And today, we're bringing in one such person, or the person's already here for that matter. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome a superstar of note. The face, her name and her face is all over billboards, this country. It's the content creator, the premium content creator, Namibia. As finest, can we please help us welcome Taimi Nyong'o, man? What? Come on, man.
How are you doing, Taimi?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We are good.
Excited to be here.
Man, it's really great to have you here. We know for a fact that you were here before.
Yeah.
You had your deep conversation with Shaquan.
Of course.
And Shaquan asked you all the necessary questions at the time.
Yeah.
But so much happened in between.
Right, yeah.
So much happened between the last conversation you had with Shaquan and now. Now you're on billboards, dude.
Listen.
Yeah. So tell us how the journey has been, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's been so thrilling.
Okay.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, not easy, but very exciting.
Is it?
Yeah. I love a good challenge, so.
You know what? You know one thing that really comes to mind right now is how have you managed to stand out? How have you managed to build a brand that just stands out? Because when I added premium, it's because you are definitely top two content creators in Namibia, but it's also quality content you create.
How have you managed to do that?
I think it's really authenticity.
Okay.
Me being myself.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. Authenticity. You know, being relatable to people.
Yeah.
But you know what, Nashekwan? You know what? I mean, we see Taimi on our screens.
Yep.
And now we see her on a billboard. Sorry, I'm not going to stop talking about the billboards.
Slivels.
Listen, it's a highlight, okay?
It's a highlight, right? We see you on our screens.
Yeah.
Okay, now, especially now with Fly Namibia, obviously we will see you in magazines now.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We saw an article last week, so we will see you also in newspapers. But we want to know also, and like, my V is Taimi. You know what I mean? Shaquan knows everything that she needs to know about you.
Actually, yeah.
But you know, you get like gentlemen like myself, you know, other content creators and just like the general listenership that follow you, but who don't really know your story.
Yeah.
Tell me, where did you finish school? Where are you from? Are you a Windhoek Cherokee? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? They killer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I finished high school at Windhoek Technical High School. I'm originally from Okahau. Of course, Hatia Semenza.
So you're in Nganjera?
I'm in Nganjera, yes. Okay. Shout out to all my Nganjeras.
Yeah.
So I'm originally from Okahau. I moved to Windhoek, I think grade 4.
Yeah,
stayed with my older sister up until grade 12, and I stay on my own now. I'm just a little girl, you know.
Okay, but like, where's the family home though? Like, in Windhoek now?
There's no family home. Yeah, my parents are based in the north.
It's still up north.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool.
All right. So what would you say are maybe, just maybe for us to get to know you a little bit more, like maybe just two things that people don't know about Taimi? Things, maybe even two things that make up who you are. What are those things?
Well, I think Taimi is very emotional.
Okay.
Tammy is shy, but I don't show it.
Okay.
You don't like. No, there's no way one would have thought that you're shy.
Yeah. No, I've had to get over it because of my choice of my line of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and the last thing would probably be, I'm very persistent, and I think that goes with my name, my middle name, Penekonjo.
Penekonjo. What does that mean exactly?
It means there's a fight. So whatever it is that I'm going for in life, I'm gonna have to fight
for it. Yeah.
So I always come persistent. If it's a no, I'm gonna knock again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. I mean, I if it's one thing about me, I'm trying to let me just put it out like this. I suck at my socials, but I'm trying now. Okay, I'm trying. That's all that matters. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you get to that level where you know for a fact? Okay, cool. The numbers are climbing. You know what I mean? Well, you know for a fact, okay, cool, I'm doing this thing naturally. Because you're so natural with your content creation. Like, I swear, like, there are people, and I'm that type of person that I get annoyed at content. Right? Okay. Like, I would see someone doing content, I'm just like, it's just cloud nonsense.
Yeah.
But, like, your content is so natural. Like, it's so human. Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
It's exactly what she said about her being relatable.
Relatable. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, how do you do that?
I just stay me. Do me. Yeah. So I stay doing me, and with that, another ordinary person is able to relate to me. So, which brings in the relatability.
But you consciously make that effort. I'm going to say, no, I need to be grounded. I need to be me. I need to be relatable.
Of course, because, I mean, you know, with social media, there's constant trends, people jumping onto the next thing.
Yeah.
But you stay grounded. You remember your why you started.
But what you say, because you're in the space of digital content creation, which is not necessarily a big market. I mean, it's growing now in Namibia, because like every time that you search for Namibian YouTuber, like the numbers have gone up. We have a lot of our people who are actually on that space.
Yeah.
But what would you say are some of the misconceptions about content creating and just being an influencer? Because that's what you are. I mean, you have almost 70,000 followers on Instagram right now. You have 2.4 million views on YouTube. Probably they've even gone up now. What are some of the misconceptions?
Well, one would be that it's not an actual job. People really look down on digital content creation.
Yeah.
But there's money.
Time is making the money.
I think the other misconception would probably just be that, you know, it's just about taking beautiful pictures and, you know, just looking nice. But there's actually so much effort that goes in behind the scenes.
Okay.
Even when it comes to creating content for brands, there's so much that goes behind. You just see a fully finished reel. But you don't know how many times I had to be like, cut. Let's take it from the top again, you know. I think those are the main ones.
So tell us about the journey to becoming face of Fly Namibia.
Crazy
billboards.
You know where we can actually start off before you even tell us how the journey started? How did mom and dad react?
My mom cried. She was like, "Oh, here I am," and you know, Shwambo, that just means my last born.
Tell us about the journey. How did we get here?
Listen, so I applied last year.
All right.
2022?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I didn't make it to the top 10.
Okay.
And I understand why now. I didn't give personality. I was very, you know, formal, good evening vibes, you know, and they were looking for personality. Right. So that goes back to my persistence. I said, okay, this year they are looking again. Not giving up. Gonna give it one more try.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I shot my video a bit more comfortable, showed my personality.
And
submitted the video. I wasn't very much like into it. I was just like, let me just submit. In case it doesn't come out, it is what it is.
I tried, yeah.
Yeah. So then they texted me saying, congratulations, you've made it to the top. Semi-finalists, you'll be coming in for an interview. And I was like, oh, crazy.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
So now it was a thing of, what do I prepare, you know? It was exactly like today. I didn't know what to expect. I got there and they were like, okay, we just want to get to know you, want to know your personality, want to know what you're about, what you love doing, who are you, you know, that kind of stuff. And of course I sold myself. And then they had to choose the top 10. Made it to the top 10, and I was like, okay, God, you brought me here. Now I do my part. Right. So I was praying about it, and obviously also like consistently asking people to vote. I remember every single day I'd be like, guys, Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you vote? I swear, yeah. People were probably annoyed with me. But during that process, the thing that was so beautiful that stood out for me was I later got other people recruiting people for me. People saying, literally, I didn't have to do anything anymore. People were like, NSK, bring your phone. Let me vote for my girl.
Yeah,
so I had a whole community behind me, man. And I won't lie, it was visible. It was evident.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, like, even when it was happening, I didn't want to post too much about it because obviously I don't want to give my competitors an opportunity.
Absolutely.
But also, I was like, wow. You know, I really, really felt supported. I still do.
Yeah, yeah.
I had such a huge support system behind me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm curious, NSK.
Yeah.
Part of the top 10, who did you feel was your biggest competition?
Dun, 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 dun.
Well.
No, you got the crown, you can say.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, it's done now. You're the face, dude. Like, it's. But who did you feel like you're?
To be honest, I thought Adriano. I literally said, if it's not me, it's Adriano.
It's Adriano.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of, I just really want to take you back to when you mentioned your parents.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Now, I mean, I know in traditional homesteads.
Yeah.
Explaining what you do to our parents. And our type of jobs, it's not your usual, it's not your traditional, I am going for teaching, I am a nurse, I am, do you understand?
Engineer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We are digital content creators, we are radio presenters, we are entertainers. You having to explain that to your parents, when did that conversation take place? Or was it a gradual conversation? Or how was the reaction?
Well,
because imagine telling Meme digital content. Digital what do you mean?
Well, I have to simplify it. Obviously, I can't use terms like digital content creator, but you know, just give her like sort of an insight of what is it I do.
Yeah.
You know, she has an idea. I remember when we first chatted about Namibian blood transfusion when I was working on a Christmas campaign with them.
Yes, she was
like, "You're doing what?" And I was like, "Yes, Meme." My mom is very, I don't know, she's old. But the girl knows her thing.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't, you know, really need to do too much explaining. But also because I'm a makeup artist, I think she already started processing that, you know, your day-to-day careers are not just the teachers. It's not just the nursing.
There's
it's not
more
just
out
the,
there.
Yeah, there's more out there. So yeah.
Okay.
I've got a couple of trick questions for our girl before we go on a break.
All right.
Okay. A couple of trick questions. The first one is this. Okay. First one is this. What song right now? It's three questions. What song right now is doing for you in terms of Namibian music? Okay, that's the first question.
Yeah.
The second question is, growing up, who did you absolutely love in terms of music? Again, Namibian music. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because, you know, obviously for me, you know, you know, GMP. For others, it was Lady May. You know, others was King TD. Back then, the dog Concha, or now Somewhere Live. And then my last question too is, okay, maybe, you know what, the last one, I'll reserve it for now. Let's start with the first two. What song right now, in terms of Namibian music, does it for you? You hear it all the time, or it's on your playlist, or you do consciously play it in your car?
Okay, I have two.
You have two? Okay.
Yeah, I have two. So the first one is Adora.
Oh, wait, what's the Adora's?
But that's the song's name. Net Hood.
Wait.
Net Hood. And. Something.
Just hold on.
Okay, but that's the first one.
Okay. Adora fan.
I'm also an Adora fan. Okay, my second favorite has to be Waters, Konganda. That song hits.
Snap.
It hits home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Also,
I've listened to his new album.
Yeah.
But compared to that one.
Okay, and then growing up, who drove you crazy? Like you were a fan. Like you see Chick
One. This one.
No, net hoit, it's in Afrikaans. Net.
It's probably one of the new Shandies, bro.
Okay.
Net hoit, I think it's net.
Net hoit. Okay, but we'll find it.
Okay, we'll find it. Okay.
Goed, hey.
Yeah,
yo! That one.
It is from the new album, Beneath the Surface.
Uh-huh.
It is from the new album. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then growing up, who absolutely drove you crazy?
Listen, like I remember like driving to school and just listening to PDK. Like that was every day.
Oh my goodness, yeah. PDK. Yeah,
driving to Van Rain, I remember just the whole album. Yeah. I even used to know the lyrics. I swear if you play a song now, I might even just...
And then the last question, Shaquan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you're a taken woman. And we love on Fresh FM.
I'm joking. Shaquan, Dennis will come for you.
I know. I'm sorry.
He's going to be like, what does she mean?
So Abudi D will have to excuse us for the next question, okay?
Okay.
Who would you kiss? Assuming now, let's take Abudi D out of the equation. You are single.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who would you kiss? Mm-hmm. Or marry? Or friend zone? Yeezer?
I don't like those two. You two?
Louis Monana?
Ooh.
King Titty?
I mean...
Oh my God, Shaquan! She can't even...
No, but like right now, it's a hypothetical situation. He's not married. Everybody's single and available.
It's a hypothetical situation. Okay. Kiss, friend zone, marry.
Who do we friend zone?
King Titty.
King Titty, okay.
Who do we kiss?
Yeezer.
Okay. Marry...
Louis.
Smart girl.
Gotta secure that bag, y'all.
Gotta secure that bag.
I mean,
you know what? I'm not putting anything out there, but there is a contract that's not signed yet for surrogacy. Also, I have to tell you before we go for this break right now, we have one of our beautiful listeners who listens to us from Germany, Sue. And she says, shout out to another Yashe all the way from Germany listening.
Aww. Away from Germany.
Yes, listens that's from Germany.
All right, cool. Stick around for part two of this conversation. We've got a surprise for you, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Don't get excited. Tammy loves a surprise.
I do.
Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
When my bestie gave me clear body cream for my...
In our legendary conversations on Facebook.
Keep connected with us.
Just like Fresh FM Namibia.
It's 9:25 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. This is where radio comes alive. Now, in the famous words of every single newsmaker that sat in this chair that Timmy is in right now.
Yep.
Fear, NSK, and Shaquan.
I just want to say I had nothing to do with this. And let this not be a reflection of who I am. It's him.
Fear, NSK, and Shaquan. And because we are above average, we go all the way... out of the way when it comes to our conversations. Again, if you just joined us, Osi Time is in studio. The new face of Fly Namibia, billboards.
Yeah, major man. Come on, black child.
But notwithstanding that, we've got a little something for you.
Okay.
And I need you to listen, Timey.
Okay. Hey, it's your girl Cynthia Rodia here. You'll recognize me from the Monday cheer with your girl Cynthia, the love coach. I just want to acknowledge the beautiful and amazing Timmy. You know, Timmy is a personal friend of mine, and I want to reassure you that who she is online is who she is in person, if not more. The loving, caring person that she is, that's exactly who she is. And my favorite thing about Timmy is her loyal nature. Timmy is extremely loyal, but also very honest. She's gonna tell you what she feels and how she feels about it, but in a very genuine, honest, caring, and nurturing way. I love you, Timmy, and you know what? I wish you all the best. May you flourish, may you soar, may you prosper, may you thrive, may you always rise above everything that ever comes your way. I cannot wait to see what else you have to offer. Shine, girl. I appreciate you.
You did not.
Yes, we did.
You did not. Whose idea was this?
I get to say. I had nothing to do with it.
How did you people get my friend?
So tell us about your friendship with Cynthia.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, Cynthia is such a... I don't know how to describe Cynthia, but she's great energy.
Yeah.
I learned so much from her. So I look at her like an older sister.
Yeah.
She is so knowledgeable on so many things, by the way. And she's just a pure... I don't know, real.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Real. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of good people, speaking of your tribe and people that that carry us during difficult times.
Yeah. Come on. The people that see you way, like just see a part of you that the world, not to say that they would never, just haven't seen of you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. It's never done.
Is that Esther? Who's Esther?
And I can say that looking back, with where she has started and how she has grown her brand, I can say that she has really worked hard to be where she is today. And she takes her brand
seriously.
She really takes her brand seriously. And I really appreciate like, you know, her taking me along when, when she has gigs, when she has like events, and you know, because then I also get to like, you know, explore places, get to meet new people, socialize, and yeah, I'm really grateful about it. I can never complain about it. So yeah, and I can say Netemi is such a really she's a loving person. She's a very caring person. She always wants to see good in people. She always has good intentions with people, regardless of the situation. She has a good heart, Shem. I guess also that's why, so one of the reasons why I love her, because she's such a loving person. She's such a good person in and out. And yeah, all I can say is I really pray, I wish her actually more success, more opportunities, you know.
That's
all I can say from me, from my side. But yeah, all I can say is I love you, my girls. I love you. I love you very much.
Yeah. Not you too. So you guys are cousins, right? Cousins and best friends. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your friendship and sisterhood with Esther. And you know what? The reason why we even did this is just so honestly, you know, like you spend so much time with people, and as much as you know that people love you, sometimes just hearing it from a different perspective or like even in different spaces, it's just reassuring. And obviously you would not even be this emotional if you didn't love and appreciate this woman, you know. So tell us a little bit about you and Esther, you know. So yesterday, by the way, when we were trying to reach her, I call her and I'm like, yeah, no, she can't. And she said she can't hear my name. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, are you with Timmy? She's like, yes. I'm like, hang up.
Okay.
Then we started texting. Yo, guys, you're probably wondering why I'm crying, but
why are you so emotional?
Yeah.
How do I tell you this in short?
Hmm.
So
we've got a little bit of time.
Okay. 2022 March, Gondwana sends me on a mission all the way in Kunene region. I'd gone with a separate friend and I don't have my license, right? This friend leaves me there. She drove us there. Leaves me there. And obviously this is work for me.
Yeah.
I still have, I think, two more lodges I needed to go to, because it was like Tamara Land, Kunene.
Yeah.
And then Ovambo Land.
Yeah.
So Esther being my immediate, you know,
contact,
I text her and I'm like, cuz I'm in a very horrible situation. My girl and I are disagreeing and she's leaving. And obviously I still have to continue because I signed a contract. Now, mind you, Esther and I both don't have licenses. But this girl said, Tammy, if I need to get on a bus, if I need to get on a bus, I will come.
I remember
and
that trip.
That is how I knew that
this she's is your person.
Yeah. Esther had clients that morning. She canceled her appointments. Took a bus to a pool.
And you know, that's the same thing that Louis Monana said, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he in our conversation when we had Louis, he said he, because we asked him about Alvaro, right?
Yeah.
And he said the same thing. You know, like, I can be anywhere in this country or in this world. If I call Alvaro, he's there, you know. So it's that, isn't it?
I think for me, what makes me very emotional is nobody knew this. Esther showed up and we continued like nothing happened. I delivered my content. Gondwana was happy.
Come on.
Nobody saw the behind the scenes. And when she got there, she said, cuz,
is this the first time you're talking about this?
publicly, yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
That is incredible.
Because I remember seeing the vlog. I remember that trip very, very well. Mm. I remember even when she dressed up, you know, the himba attire.
With the himba attire,
so forth.
Yeah.
And then I remember seeing on Esther's page as well. And I'm like, oh, let's have a But I do remember, and it's to give you context, these are the pictures. It was that trip.
Oh, snap. Yeah. I did see this picture, but I didn't know the it was like a whole organized trip.
Yeah. So you
it was sponsored by Gondwana Collections.
It's levels. So this was last year, but I personally also remember seeing her go with
somebody else. Yes.
And then later on I saw Esther, but in my mind I thought it was a girl's trip. Like you were all together. But hearing this right now, but no, Esther is your person.
She is. And, without doubt.
And we really want to thank you, Tammy, for being brave enough to share this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously not to disrespect the other person.
Yeah, no, we've
it's
spoken about it exactly, and we've you know,
it's been sorted.
Yeah.
But we're not done.
Okay.
No, we're not.
No, but you must stop with them.
I know, but you must have enough tissues.
No. tissues. Look at Tammy thinking that we are done. How dare she?
Wow, not
does Tammy not know that she's on a world-class platform here? The biggest breakfast show in this country.
Absolutely.
Make it Southern Africa. Tammy, we've got one more for you, man.
Okay. Hey, you already know who it is. One and only. I just want to send you this message to tell you how proud I am of you and what you've done so far for yourself.
This guy was pretending like he doesn't know I have an interview.
Gone through things that could have broken you, but you still stood strong and you continue to push on, and you showed me how persistent you can be. I just want to remind you how strong you are, how wonderful you are, and how hardworking you are. I pray that you keep on working and you keep on pushing and remain the amazing person that you are. You truly are an inspiration to a lot of people and to me as well. And you motivate me every day with your actions and the things that you do to get to where you want to be in your life. This is only the beginning, and remember the things that you used to manifest that you have now. So I just wanted to remind you that you can still achieve so much in your life, and this is only the beginning. So
Absolutely. Don't
ever stop. God bless you, and I love you forever, and happy birthday in advance.
Yeah. So that is Dennis.
Habibi. Happy bear, king, whatever.
No, you people are just going to put me on the spot.
So Dennis is your partner, your rock.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your relationship with Dennis.
Yo, you guys should see her blush. This is so beautiful.
Is she not live on Instagram?
I am.
So she's live on Instagram. See her blush for her boo thing.
Well, guys, how do I tell you about Dennis? Okay, so Dennis and I'd like to consider us high school sweethearts. We started dating right. Okay, well, I know high school sweethearts is in high school.
Yeah.
But we started dating right after high school. So it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
It's been him. Still him.
Hey, yeah.
Forever, Yena.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you call him? Like, what's your little pet name for him?
Uncle D.
Uncle D. Ooh. Ooh.
Dennis, it's giving daddy vibes.
And what does he call you, though?
Baby, Pinnake, my wife.
Oh, wait. Aww.
Yeah.
Man, like, lovely, you see, man. this is beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is now do you see what we meant with we want you on the show? And we just want to talk about who you are as a human being.
Yeah.
Now you get it, right?
Wow, guys, but I can't believe you got me to cry on live. Oh, wow. Yeah. Unfair. Guys, I'm on a billboard.
Lovely, man. Amazing. So where to from here?
Yeah.
Hectic.
Where to for Time Me, the brand?
Sure. Mm. I'm very excited, you know, for what's coming.
Okay.
Yo, I don't even know how to sum it up, but it's so exciting. You know, like Dennis said, most of those things I've prayed for. Mm. I remember 2020 when I started my YouTube channel. I used to say to him, my goal is to be on a billboard. And he would give me that like, okay, girl. You know, like,
dream big.
Like, you're ambitious, but okay, girl, I'm going to support you on it, you know.
Yeah.
So even him saying like, the things you've manifested for. I really have.
Yeah.
I really, really have.
You know what, to sorry to interject, but speaking of manifesting, that Fly Namibia endorsement now didn't just come Netsua. I've seen her manifested since last year. She put it out there continuously on her socials and so forth. And you know how sometimes someone could just be posting something and then for the other person who's viewing it, it's just like, ah, no, you know, you want to be there, whatever it is, whatever.
She was consistent.
She was very consistent. And I picked it up.
Yeah.
So when that announcement came through for me,
it was like, ah, okay.
I was like, okay,
it makes sense.
It was about time.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't even realize that you're doing it. I think up until, because I remember even during the competition, I would take my picture and put it next to the Fly Namibia logo.
Yeah.
And I'll just jokingly like post it on my WhatsApp like, guys, this makes so much sense.
Yeah.
You know?
It just looks
and
good.
I mean, like, no.
Come on, how do you not see it?
Yeah.
And now it's a thing.
Yeah.
Now it's a thing. Yeah.
Tommy, we're going to have to let you go.
Aww.
And be great in the world.
Exactly.
If you stay, we'll make you cry.
What are your final words, dude? Like, who is it that you want to thank? Obviously, I mean, your tribe, and also not forgetting your fans. You have actual human being fans.
Yeah. I think let's start with them because they make me, you know. I really just want to thank my tribe, my tea gang.
How are you?
Dennis should call you Mama T.
CJ.
Manifesting most
which part?
Marriage and then most babies.
Please. But yeah, guys, I just want to say thank you to my T gang. Thank you to everyone that sees the good in me. I just want to, thank you so much. Thank you to everyone that sees me for who I am. Thank you to everyone that sees through me. That knows, irregardless of what comes, what they know, this is Tami. I want to say thank you to the brands for believing in me. Thank you to the people that put me on and say, Tami would be suitable for this. I want to thank my mom for, you know, supporting me. I don't know what I would do without my mom's encouragement. That lady calls me almost every week just to say, go out there. My siblings. My cousin, my mans, and most importantly to God, hey, he's so good. He's so good. And yeah, those are my final words. And to anyone that wants to go out there and do their thing, it's possible, Black child.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm an example. And yeah, you don't need much. Just start. Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young and old, it's Tami Dunyango.
Absolutely, man. So thank you so much for, you know, just being in our space. Honestly, we wish you nothing but the best. You know, personally for me, I've seen you grow from, you know, when you started to where you are right now. There's still a lot out there for you. And you are definitely a brand to be, like a force to be reckoned with, you know. So all the best for everything, man.
Thank you so much.
It's 9:41 if you just joined us. We're la capella. But it's fine. We still got you. The conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around.
Current rainfall, 4 miles an hour.